have to. At age 13, my mother knew I wasn't straight. She didn't understand, but she had so much to say. She sat me on the couch, looked me straight in my face, and said, "You'll burn in hell or probably die of AIDS." It's funny now, but at 13, it was pain to be almost sure of who you are and have it ripped away. And I'm sorry if it's too real for some of you to fathom, but hate for who you love is not exactly what you'd imagine. And I guess it was disastrous, cause everything that happened afterwards was just madness. Locked away for 2 years to keep me on the inside, because she'd rather see a part of me die than me thrive. And it's tougher when it's something you can't deny, and ignorance teaches us it's something that you decide. You're driven by your choices, an optical illusion. Here's to understanding that it's not always confusion.
And I can't change, even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
Walls and footballs and things like pride. I've seen innocent children suffer beneath bruises, suffer beneath every single hand that chooses. Ignorance, fuck your religion, fuck constitutions, fuck superstitions. There are no lakes of fire, we're here on earth, and the only thing to do is put love first. And so I stand for the boy who died by his hand to the sound of his father screaming, "Woman loves man." This is Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And I stand for the girl with the cuts up her sleeve and a heart in her hand and that chip on her shoulder. And I stand for it all until ignorance is over. This is for you, for knowing who you are, for never letting your magic outside of your heart. Be you, be brave, and understand that things do change. I accept you for you when I don't understand, and I love you for you, cause this is who I am. Accepted you for you when I didn't understand. Now love me for me, cause this is who I am. Just don't get it. Love is love. There is no difference. Not a medication to fix it. There is no prescription. No rehab to visit. It is not an addiction. It's love. And it's selfless. It's yours and everybody else's. So don't badger and abuse the solemnly defenseless. See us as yourself. There's no equality and difference. Until we all get it, we'll be drowning in the same blood. Despite orientation, we all feel the same loved. Drowning in the same blood, despite orientation, we all feel the same love. Boxed in and labeled before we're ever able to speak who we believe we are or who we dream will become, like drumbeats forever changing their rhythm. I am living today as someone I had not yet become yesterday, and tonight I'll only borrow pieces of who I am today to carry with me to tomorrow. No, I'm not gay. No, I'm not straight, and I sure as hell am not bisexual. Damn it, I am whoever I am when I am it, loving whoever you are when the stars shine and whoever you'll be when the sun rises. So here's to being able. Here's to love. Here's to loving just because. Here's to acceptance. Here's to never fearing the fear of rejection. Here's to love and never neglecting who it is you feel you are. Here's to bullies, because beatings cannot last forever. Here's to the moment that you realize things do get better. Here's to the parents who will get it when it's too late. Here's to second chances. Here's to new fate. Here's to every single moment you've ever had to hide you. Here's to the single star shining bright inside you, asking you to guide you. Here's to who you'll be when you figured it all out. Here's to momentary doubt. Here's to feeling, because we all feel it the same. Here is to the moment that things will change. Cause we all feel love, we all feel it the same. Here's to love, here's to change.